Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
We're in Child Protection Week. It can't be a fun job to highlight the fact that about every 9 minutes, an Australian child suffers sexual assault. But one woman's horrifying discovery within her own family has made her a spokeswoman and a fighter for the cause. Bravehearts founder Hetty Johnston, good morning.
Good morning, Helen. Good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
We're very aware of stranger danger at the moment with Daniel Morcombe's story back in the headlines, but there's really another side of child safety to your message, isn't there?
Oh, there certainly is. I mean, it's all important, of course. Counting one shouldn't ignore the other, but, you know, in about 80 to 90% of cases, the offenders, child sex offenders, are people that we know and trust. About 30% of the time, the offender lives in the house with the child, but 70% of the time, they don't. So they're our neighbours and our babysitters and our friends, perhaps our extended family members.
Do you find you do a lot of myth-busting about child abuse? Are we just a bit clueless about what really goes on?
Yes, Aaron, that's so right. We do try to break some of these myths down. I mean, it's because it's a subject that we've been, culturally, we haven't been ready to talk about it until pretty recently. Over the last 20 years or so, we've actually started to talk about it. And so people are not really aware of it as we'd like. And it's part of the mission of Braveheart. As part of making Australia the safest place in the world to raise a child, is to make sure that every adult that either lives with or works with children understands this issue and knows what to look for and how to respond.
And White Balloon Day is your signature event at Bravehearts. What kind of results have you seen since you started it?
White Balloon Day is incredibly effective. It's a very powerful and beautiful way, I think, for the general community to demonstrate that they care about this issue and that they care about the victims of child sexual assault. In 1999, Queensland Police did a survey, a statistical survey, and found an increase of 514% of disclosures in child sexual assault just during the week of National Child Protection Week, in which White Balloon Day is held. So it absolutely works. It's such a simple thing to do. And, I just ask everybody listening to get down to your local Bendigo Bank, Autobahn, or online, or anywhere else, really, and just get a white balloon and tie it to your letterbox, decorate your store, wear white on Wednesday, and just show these children and adults who were sexually assaulted as children, and what's one in five Australians and their families, that you do care, that they've got nothing to be ashamed of, and that you'd like them to tell somebody. Of course, the only people that know who the offenders are the victims, so we rely on them entirely to break that cycle. In my own family, we had one offender who offended against every female member across two generations for 40 years because nobody spoke up. Each believed they would, no one would believe them, that they would be ostracised from the family. Just all the right, I understand absolutely why they didn't speak up, but the time has come to break the silence, and we're asking all survivors everywhere to do that. And you can do it through Bravehearts, you can do it by going directly to the police, or just tell your family members, but understand that these offenders never stop offending until their offending behaviour is interrupted.
Has White Balloon Day been effective with adults too? Do you get a lot of feedback from adults who are, after many decades, have finally come clean on something that happened to them as a child?
Oh, most certainly. I mean, that happens practically every day of my life. And it can be the 80-year-old gentleman at your local speak, where you're just going off to have a speak. White Balloon Day is incredible. The amount of disclosures that we get, the phone calls that we get, are incredible, but that's what we want. We want people to break the silence. We want people to start defending children. I mean, these offenders will never stop offending until their offending is interrupted. And no one, there's no such thing really as an offender who only offends once against a child. So, it's a big cultural shift for us, because it's a matter of taking the shame, the silence and the secrecy, those three S's that are the pedophile's best friend and the child's worst enemy, moving those things away from the victim, like my own daughter, who is nothing to be ashamed of. I'm so proud of her. She is such a brave heart, as are all survivors. Move all the shame and the blame where it belongs, which is with the offenders.
We'll get some more information up about White Balloon Day and Bravehearts on our Facebook page so people can follow it up. But just before we let you go, are there a couple of safety starter tips you can get us thinking about before we go?
I just believe your children. That'd be my number one. I mean, there's been plenty of research around out there now. 98% of times children have been found to be telling the truth. I think the most damaging thing that a parent can do, or anybody can do to a child, is not believe them when they disclose. I mean, that's worse almost than the offending itself. So, look, watch your children, listen to your children, get down on the little chair, educate yourselves, get the Ditto Braveheart Ditto products, and educate your children in ways that are fun and safe and highly effective.
Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.